Mike Brown, Fort Steele, Part 1. And you get to hear who we came to see today. That's Daisy, and we've got Jeffrey side by side. The donkeys, how are they making out these days, Mike?
They're doing really well. Jeffrey, he ran with the herd for a number of years, and that's not always necessarily good for him to be able to have all he can eat. So we've been able to get him on a little more proper donkey diet. And then our vet has helped us out with a few other things to keep his hormones in balance and that. And he's doing a lot. He's doing really good these days and very happy to have a pen mate as
well. Yeah, that's right. Daisy's come on board maybe about a year ago. Is it hard to get them?
Last August. And it took a little while for them to buddy up, but they're doing quite well together now.
Good, thank you. They have very long hair now. Is that just to protect them in the wintertime then?
You bet. And they'll shed some off yet here this spring. Yeah.
Okay, good. What else is the personalities of these donkeys? You say they run with the herd, but you were telling me at one time they think they're Clydesdales when they hang around.
I always joke around that Jeffrey figures he's a Clyde because he could never see himself. But now that he's seen Daisy and has realized he's maybe a little more closer to that type of build, that I think he's got himself straightened out a little more.
Very good, thank you. How often do they feed the donkeys? Are they a lot of maintenance?
Twice a day we're out here with them, and then Jeffrey gets his medication at the end of the day every day. Yeah, and other than that, keeping their pens clean and water, fresh water all the time, always is important.
How old is Jeffrey and how old is Daisy?
Oh, that's a good question. I think Jeffrey, we think he's about 13 years old, and I think Daisy is about the same. We've got some new horses that we've brought in, two younger ones, and we're trying to get them adapted in and trained up and ready to do rides once they're big enough.
Where have those Clydesdales come from?
Those ones came out of Alberta. Yeah, the Red Deer area.
The lambing season. So April for the lambing?
First of April is what we're expecting, Dennis. We have a new ram in this year. He's a young guy, but I'm hoping he did his job and everything turns out the way it should and we get a nice lamb crop this year.
How many are here now?
We got 13 ewes that we've bred this year.
Very good. You got turkeys, too.
We got turkeys, we got chickens, we got ducks, we got sheep, and we got pigs back here.
What are some of the... lambing a lot different than calving? Cows to lambs, same idea?
Same type of idea. Yeah, same type of idea. I think the lambs are a little more finicky. You got to really babysit them and live with them during the time to make sure they're getting their nutrients through the milk and sucking and getting enough to eat, right?
So if they arrive in April, we'll be seeing them bouncing around if we can get Fort Steele open and probably May long weekend.
I think so. You bet. We should be seeing some lambs around here then.
Good.
You bet. Anything else?
Even with a clear sky. Yeah.
We've heard about the lambs and the donkeys and the Clydesdales. Good. Dennis Juhasz, what's keeping you busy here as we lead towards spring then?
Yeah, we're just all of us out here busy getting the park prepared for opening in the near future. I can't give you any kind of a date yet, but we have done a lot of work out here and we're looking forward to showing all off to our customers for sure.
Like we're showing some of the work that the train people have done, the guys with the experience, they do wonderful work, don't they?
Yeah, new shade shelter there, and refurbished one of our low-ride wagons for transportation, which is used a lot for our bus tours, bus groups that come in. And they've done some great work for us,
When they get the go-ahead and we can let people back in here, will we see bus tours fairly soon? I'm sure there's probably a waiting group that want to come out here and visit, isn't there?
Well, I think the bus groups are probably off in the distance a little bit. A lot of those buses actually come from eastern United States, for example, Chicago, Boston, St. Louis. That's where most of those come from, and then they work their way up to the national park, up into Banff and Jasper and that.
Good. Is there anything else? You were nice enough to phone us one morning to tell us you were doing some cleanup, which meant burning. More of that will be coming in the future?
We'll be doing that, Just a lot of rotten fence posts and fencing and that type of stuff, boardwalk planks, it's just too many trips to the dump, so it's easier to burn it.
Thank you for your time today.
You bet. Take care.